Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to the Purple Monkey Podcast.
What's up,
yo? Welcome back.
Episode 48.
Whoa.
Joined by funny names, Steely Ted.
Hi.
Master Beef. Uh-huh. Mary Abelson. We usually call each other our real names.
No.
But it's funny to say the fake ones.
No, we don't.
I mean,
no, okay, Master Queef.
Oh. Owned.
Sorry about that.
So, we got some things to talk about.
No, we do.
Oh, yeah, we do. Halo Burger Chips.
Let me just read this headline. I'll just let you interpret this. New Halo potato chips taste like space ostrich.
What the fuck?
Yeah, when I read that, I said the same thing. I said, what does this actually mean? Pringles tweeted, the only place in the galaxy you'll find limited edition Pringles Moa burgers at Walmart. Our latest shipments from Halo Reach have arrived, so be sure to grab them while you can.
Halo Reach? Wait, so it's a somehow, Halo Reach
yeah,
promo?
Somehow they are making them taste like birds from a fake video game, from a fake universe.
How do you...
Wait.
It is a combination of quadruple hamburger made of ground space bird, plus cheese, pickles, lettuce, onions, and an unidentified sauce. So there's just random flavors.
Okay, wait, so
I don't think we want that sauce identified.
Pringles like that taste like space ostrich. I'm not making this up. This is an actual
headline. How do you know what space ostrich tastes like?
Why would they make it about the Halo Reach? How many years ago was Halo Reach?
I think it's just because Halo Infinite.
Who thought this was a good promotion?
No. The Halo Infinite, like, Master Chief's in the front, but the bird is from Halo Reach.
The bird is from Halo Reach.
Yeah.
I don't know who would want just Halo burger chips. That is such a weird thing to be saying. Show me this picture. I'm going to describe this to the listeners.
Okay.
Wyatt's showing me a blue Pringles box with Master Chief on the front of it. And a big burger next to him.
It's a quadruple juicy. I'm actually a Chief burger. We should have bought some to test taste on the show.
Screw Mr. Beast style burger. I want the Chief style burger.
Where can we get some?
At Walmart, it says. Let's go to Walmart.
That's the
Walmart?
Price you have to pay.
Should we do the Patreon exclusive
Walmart run?
Walmart vlog.
Walmart vlog. Queef style chip.
This is from March 3rd, which is when this idea was written down.
We've really been sparing, I guess.
Hey, it's only March 28th. Let's give us a break.
Yeah,
come on.
Only 25 days later.
Yeah.
We'll get it.
We're not that bad.
I don't know if it's still in the stores.
We got it done eventually.
Hey, we're within the same month, okay? Cut us some slack.
But if you ever want to try...
Just made it.
If you ever want to try Space Ostrich, well, now's your chance. I don't know who...
I was hoping they'd make chips like taste like...
What are some other chips that you think they should make now? Because now if we see this, they'll make anything.
The doors have opened.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of weird things also, we got that Pepsi Peeps. Did you guys hear about that?
Okay, so when I first heard about this, I thought it was Peeps that tastes like Pepsi.
Yeah, that's what I... That
and I'm
would
like,
make sense.
That I'm like, okay, be, that's that, probably not too bad.
I wouldn't really want to eat it, but if it was offered to me, I'd be like, oh yeah, it tastes like
Pepsi. I'll try it.
All right.
And then I looked it up, and I saw a yellow Pepsi can. I'm like, oh,
disgusting.
It's Pepsi that tastes like
Peeps. There you go.
Peeps.
There's the triple can threat.
You get the yellow.
So we're looking at Pepsi cans right now, uh-huh. And they're just pastel colors.
Yeah.
Like, really just not how you'd want a Pepsi
Suitable for Easter, but
here's,
not for a Pepsi
Here's the advertisement
can.
Photo.
It's really gross. The colors of the Pepsi logo do not match
I read a review of the... Peeps Pepsi.
Oh, yeah.
It said it tasted like liquid candy. Which,
that's disgusting. I mean, like, I'm sure it's big with the kids.
Yeah, here's the review.
Like, I mean,
that probably gives you diabetes just after one sip.
It's
like the Charlie D'Amelio coffee. Yeah, they just load it with sugar. It's like absolutely the worst thing you could possibly ingest.
There's the two-word review. Extremely baffling.
Extremely.
It's high praise.
So that's the that's sort of like open to interpretation, I guess. It's a good little Pepsi like brand.
It's really just like
like baffling good or baffling bad.
Yeah. Bafflingly bad.
Well, they did apple pie and hot cocoa, so I guess they're just like, all right, let's get some because it's Easter and Peeps is an Easter candy.
So
Pepsi did hot cocoa.
Time?
Yes.
Why would they do a drink that tastes like another drink?
And it's
you
also
see,
cold.
Coca-Cola knows how to stay in their lane.
Wait, what the hell?
Coca-Cola knows what flavors actually should exist. Like, you got the cherry Coke, give me the grape. You know, it makes sense. But Pepsi's really just trying to set themselves apart, and they're doing it in all the wrong ways.
Coke makes fusions that people want.
Like, right. Yeah. It's like fruit, this has a fruity flavor.
Okay.
But it's not like – I bet Pepsi would actually put the fruit in it if they were doing that. They would actually just put a grape in the soda.
Pulp, orange pulp.
Yeah, it's just like – they really don't understand what people like about this stuff.
No one makes a cup of hot cocoa and is like – oh, you know what this could use? Pepsi.
Pepsi just.
No one has done that. Who thought that would be good?
Yeah.
Like, I honestly, like, it would even be better if they make, like, a hot cocoa blend where there's, like, hints of, like, the Pepsi flavor in it. That would make more sense.
Oh, just like pre, like
where it's just like, yeah, in the packet, and okay. it's like a partner thing with Pepsi. That makes more sense than having a Pepsi tasting hot cocoa, because Pepsi's a cold drink.
Well, why would you, like, what is that even? It's so confusing.
Like, why it's cold cocoa?
Actually, I want to look up the packaging just to
Pepsi
see.
Pepsi that tastes like blood. I can taste the hepatitis C. I can't wait. God.
Okay,
so good.
So we kind of brushed over this question, but what else could be made into a food now? You know what I think would be a good combination?
What?
Take this kind of mindset and the Gwyneth Paltrow candle.
Oh, I think you're onto something.
You get where I'm going with this?
I don't want to really think about it.
What was that candle made out of again? I think we really just want the listeners to know.
This Gwyneth Paltrow's candle smells like... it smells like...
Roast beef?
You could say.
An aquarium, maybe?
You know, someone, I think we talked about this in an episode before.
I think we did.
One of them exploded, right?
Yeah.
Death by pussy candle.
Metaphor?
So dumb. I don't know if Ryan even listens to these anymore. Do you think we can get him one and he won't even know that we just talked about it here?
Maybe. How do we order one? Is it a website?
Do you think they're like banned or something? I bet you can get it.
I'm sure.
I bet you can still buy. How,
people probably 50, just people actually.
How much would you be willing to pitch in?
The price, black market.
Has gone up.
You think there's a black market.
Black
for those?
Market for Gwyneth Paltrow candles. I would pitch in like a good $20 to send Ryan a funny candle.
It's $75 for the. This smells like my.
That's not terrible.
Nether regions. That's so funny.
Yeah. Well. There's also the devotional prayer bombing oil. The Saint candle.
On the same website as the other one.
Yeah, it's sort of it's just the brand at this point.
It's so dumb. Okay, I think the next big flavor is probably going to be like Mr. Potato Head. Like if they're bound to make another Toy Story at some point. They obviously can't keep their grubby little fingers off of the franchise.
They've all gotten like 100 on Rotten Tomatoes.
Mr.
So.
Potato Head potato chips. Boom. Why didn't they think of it?
Mr. Potato
Chips. I'm
sure
it's been done. I'm sure that has been
somewhere. Someone.
It's just
that.
Potato chips though.
It's just regular chips.
But it's like
$5
it's like
extra.
It's like a Toy Story. Like
no. What if they actually just make it out of the fucking plastic?
Plastic shavings.
Yeah. It's like the same
this
as
one has like a hat on it. Just a random, this
really,
random
really
accessories.
Just to convince you that it was alive.
We killed Mr. Potato to give
Slice
you the snack.
Him in a little pieces, in you bitch. That's so
Mr.
funny.
Mangled Potato.
That would okay. Like think about it. That would have been smart for like Sausage Party, a brand deal where they just make the snacks. Like they just sell hot dogs that are like supposed to be the hot dog from the movie.
It's too bad the movie was terrible.
Yeah, too bad. I haven't seen it. I just heard it was bad.
It's got some uncomfortable scenes.
I heard that, yeah, isn't there like a food orgy in it?
Yeah, there is. Like the hot dog sliding in and out of the buns. It's terrible.
It's oh, no. So weird. Oh, man. All right, that seems like a good place to take a break. We're going to be back with more spicy, eating spicy goodness like a boss very shortly. See ya. Wow, welcome back to the freaking thing. Wow. We're you know, before we were here, and then you're on a quick break. Hope you enjoyed that. And now we're back. Look at that.
What a ride. What a ride.
What a crazy roller coaster of emotions you guys have been through today. Congratulations. What are you going to write a memoir on this one? All right. Mm-hmm. Let's get back into the thing. We got the Powerpuff live action show.
I mean.
What's the deal?
That's already enough to just. Let's think about that.
I think right.
Let's
see you guys stew next on that
week.
Idea.
We'll just take a little meditation. So. It's going to be on the CW, which we all know has
that's
the
already
highest
a,
quality
a ticket
of shows.
For success.
Wait, what's the CW?
The Flash and, the CW.
Okay.
They're stupid. The ones where it's like, oh, we're going to take the superhero but make it crappy.
Okay, so is it going to be like CGI Powerpuff?
No, it's three. It's
Uncanny
it's
Valley.
It's live action.
Wait, who?
Oh, wait.
Who are the...
That totally just went in and out the fucking
Who
ears.
Are the Powerpuff Girls, though?
Okay, so it's Chloe Bennett,
okay,
Dove Cameron, and Yana Peralt. I know two of them.
Okay, so
I know.
So I thought that you meant that it was gonna be like Fairly Odd Parents, no. How the fairies were like 3D animated and everyone else was
no,
real.
No, it's live action.
Kind of like a hybrid type deal.
It's a live action So basically, almost every single one of the enemies of the Powerpuff Girls are all like just CG, and
that's the fact weird.
The budgets for these CW
shows. So it's
gonna
look like
just...
it's gonna look like Power Rangers.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, pretty much. Oh, man, that'd be so funny if it's just dinky little fights where they're all just like.
I might actually just watch that. We might have to do a group sesh.
Power Rangers.
I'd watch. Come on.
No, not Power Rangers.
Powerpuff. Power Rangers is already a joke.
I mean, it's a funny show. It's not funny because it wants to be funny. It's funny because the fights are like so obviously fake. It's
Tyrannosaurus just... combine.
No, I'm talking about when they do have the fist fights on that show.
Yeah, like
they're just like
it's
10
like so
people,
like, easy, like
out
choreographed,
of
and it's like the slowest punches, like,
and that person just jumps backward. It's not even like they use any like rig for it. He just jumps.
Yeah.
Ah.
Or like the turns, like where you just go out of the way to swing a sword and spin around.
It's so dumb. Yeah.
That makes it funny.
Yeah, it does make it kind of funny. So this Powerpuff thing will probably be funny to watch as well.
I would definitely watch.
I think it's either
season one, episode one.
It's either gonna be
which
I'm gonna
is probably
watch
all
episode.
The show we'll get to anyway.
Yeah, they're gonna yank it off. Oh Christ.
I bet it's
it.
My guess.
Don't worry, it'll be a Paramount.
You know what?
Plus exclusive.
I'm gonna give it the slight benefit of the doubt. I bet it's gonna get through two seasons. This seems like a kind of show it'll be around for two. I think that's correct
because CW does not have a good track record.
It does not.
And
it pulls shows like that.
But none of their shows are good, yet they run forever.
That is true.
Are they the guys who made like Arrow?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is Arrow still going?
I
thought the guy left.
It's got at least like
they must
seven
be getting paid
seasons.
Pretty well because I don't think the actors actually like what they're on.
I feel like I mean, sure. Like for a season, it would be like, oh, cool, I'm in a superhero
like
show.
Like if you've actually watched the trailers for any of the Flash, like the Flash is at season 7. It's literally the exact same plot every season.
I think.
Oh, isn't it just like
he has to run faster than he's ever run before?
And this time, the stakes are higher.
He's actually eating steak.
The only reason these CW shows are successful at all is because they capitalize on something that wasn't being capitalized on.
Why?
Like, it's like, oh, we don't have a Flash show.
Oh,
the CW.
Like,
there's a Flash show.
I saw that. The only show I ever watched on the CW was I saw the first season of the Flash.
I thought you were about to say they capitalize on preteens with too much spare time.
Well, that too, but
it's just like, well, who else is going to sit through seven seasons of the Flash?
My sister. So really just anyone who just really doesn't have the attention span.
Someone who hasn't really figured out their life yet and they just have some extra time on their hands. So Roblox has hit the New York Stock Exchange.
You can now put money on Robux. It's not just
what is the abbreviation for it on the market?
let's find out.
Oh, it's just Robux?
Oh my god, that's funny.
Yeah. I bought 15 shares of Robux.
Be funny if
Dad, no.
How funny would that be if the Robux prices like fluctuate?
RBX or RO? There's a couple. There's Roblox Computing.
Yeah,
Roblox.
The Robux in the game actually has its own stock exchange.
Oh my god. They just really go all in with this.
Tycoon Stock Exchange.
I'm sure that exists.
I'm sure, but
like a fake. And you can pay like five real dollars and just get a billion in the game.
It's all the 13-year-old
kids.
So you know what I didn't know?
Is the exchange rate of Robux to USD is actually like surprising. Like Robux are like more expensive than I thought.
Really?
I think
Robux
like
are more valuable
like,
than
like
a
like
lot
who
of
cares anymore.
No, I think like $1,000, like real dollars, will get you only 10,000 Robux. That's like I did not think they were that expensive.
Really inflated the price.
Really just gone up. And the thing that's fucking stupid about it is there's things on the store. People will you can just put stuff on the marketplace, I think. Where you can just sell something for 5 million Robux, so 500,000 real dollars, and just pray that some kid gets their parents' credit card to buy your funny costume. It's so stupid, man.
There are probably some countries with terrible inflation that their currency is doing worse than Robux is.
Probably.
Bolivia.
We have to compete with Robux. We're losing. It's terrible.
Oh, my God. The thing is, you can really get away with selling anything because it's like things that people would expect to be like expensive. Because obviously, it doesn't cost jack shit to make a fucking Roblox costume, but you could just sell it for like 100 real dollars, and some kid will be like, "It's exclusive and rare." It's like, no, it's fucking not.
I feel like Roblox is way past like popularity now. Like it's way past its peak.
No, but it's surviving on the most profitable audience, which is
it's still
5-year old children.
It's still
with
really
their
popular,
iPads.
Even if you don't like.
It's like with like Minecraft, I think a bit ago. Like it's still I feel like
no,
it's
but Minecraft
like,
has always stayed pretty consistent. I don't hear much about Roblox.
No, but I'm saying like Minecraft was a couple years ago was just like the game for like dumb fucking kids. but then it got really big again with all the YouTubers playing it. I think it's Minecraft is going to go way the fuck down again.
Yeah, it's one of those stealthy kind of like under the radar.
Because it's like, it's always there. It's like
okay, so it's actually grown. That's actually why it's been added. There's approximately 150 million active users per month.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I figured it.
With extra 15 million because of the COVID thing. So I guess it still is even more popular.
I mean, yeah, there's a lot of kids playing it.
Like, wow, I did not expect, I thought it was way less. That's interesting.
Mm. Well, I mean, that's interesting to see. So Avatar.
Here we go.
Retakes.
People really had a fit on this one. People, I don't, like, who cares?
Is this still watching? What,
well, no, the thing is they re-released it in Japan. And
Avatar?
Yeah, because the theaters opened because COVID ended. Oh, right, right. And so everyone saw. I guess Endgame really missed their opportunity there.
So they re-released Avatar and it made
they only needed $5 million and it got it. And passed Endgame again.
Really?
Which is pretty crazy to think
about.
I
didn't know people were still watching Avatar.
I mean, it was the only movie. Far. It was in Japan. It was in theaters. It was opening since COVID ended.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so it was like, oh, we're going to go back to the theaters and see Avatar. So everyone just saw it, and there you go.
Wait, so why did they put it in theater? That just makes no sense.
I mean, because no movies were coming out.
I guess they lessened their restrictions, and then they were like, okay.
We need a movie to welcome people back to theaters.
You know what I learned? A lot of movies got really dicked over by having to switch Netflix. I didn't know about this. I was listening to Howard Stern the other day. He had Eric Andre on the show. It was a really good interview. Eric Andre is so funny.
Yeah, because his movie's out. Have you seen the movie?
I haven't seen it yet. Mm-hmm. I really want to watch it. We should watch it together. We can fucking watch
Ryan
it
already saw it. Nerd.
I heard it's really funny. Yeah. I heard he does some like really like outrageous stuff in this movie, but he couldn't release it in theaters. Like it would have been a hit, I've heard, if it was actually in theaters. But I had to just go on Netflix. I feel like when something's on Netflix, even if it's really good, you assume it's going to be bad because it's on Netflix. Like Netflix's reputation for
I think that's the reason why those HBO Max like same day as they come out, they're on streaming. Those are successful because they have like big budget movies. And they're not like branding it as an HBO Max thing.
Yeah.
This is like, oh, it's Netflix exclusive now. It's a Netflix thing.
Whenever there's Netflix exclusive in front of something, I assume it's on a different like grading scale.
Exactly.
That is just much lower. Like I think it started for me with like the Fuller House. When it was like Netflix exclusive. And then it's just like
crappiest. Netflix originals are like 1 out of 10 times it'll be like a good thing.
It, like Stranger Things was alright.
Yeah, like Stranger Things was like a random like occurrence.
It's an anomaly if it
I enjoyed
suck.
Narcos, but then I tried other Netflix shows and I was like, okay.
I thought you were gonna be like, I tried Narcos, but then I tried actual narcotics. And
yeah, that was the natural progression.
I gotta say they're really onto something in this show.
I don't know what do you think is the next streaming service? What do you think is gonna be the next company that's like, oh, we can make a fuck ton of money?
Paramount Plus.
I know, but I mean, we've seen just that.
Yeah, well, there was Discovery, which is actually, it's okay. It's all like this. It's all the.
But I mean, is there a company that hasn't said anything about this yet, and now you think they're gonna do it soon? I'm
trying to think. I mean, Nickelodeon already has the app and Cartoon Network.
I feel like
and there's already app. The show's pretty much spread, but they could just pull them and say
that. Yeah, I mean, they could just say like.
But that's again only for like.
I don't think it's as profitable because
like that's also Disney Plus is not as profitable as Netflix or because no parents are buying it.
Well, the thing is with Disney Plus, a lot of people are buying it.
Like, well, maybe
like,
now, but
also Disney. The thing is, they aren't losing any money on this thing, like whatsoever. Maybe, for making like Mandalorian and like WandaVision, but really for the most part, they just have a treasure trove of shit that they've just been sitting on.
I mean,
for
they can
years.
Just like dig into
because Disney. has been doing this thing for a long time where it's like the Disney vault and it's like they will only put their movies out for like a certain amount of time and then they'll put it back away. But now I think just the fact that it's like, okay, now you can watch it. And it's like, oh shit, only $10. I can watch all these movies that were like a pain in the ass.
I think it's
to
more
get
than
to.
10. I think it's 15 now.
15. I mean, still pretty much worth it because there's so much shit on there and it's mostly stuff that they didn't make themselves or didn't make just for this. And they just owned. So it's just like, I really think they're making an insane amount of money. Because, like, Netflix, when they're putting stuff out, they have to, like, make the thing and like, fund it or whatever. I don't know. Maybe I know nothing.
I don't know. I wonder who has the most.
I don't really know. I might just be talking about my ass here.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting to see where everything's going because of all this stuff.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Well, that's an interesting place to leave things off, I think.
Yeah.
A lot of streaming services talk lately. I just think it's funny to go over. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode. If you want to go talk shit to us about how bad the podcast was or
how just, good it was,
or talk about how large your cock is or something like that,
that's what we usually
join
do.
Our Discord server. Link is in the description as per usual. Hope you enjoyed. See you guys in the freaking next one.
Bye.